Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Luke 14:11.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Luke 14:11. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Most, if not all of us, have a desire to look good, to impress others, ultimately to elevate ourselves. But our pride, when unleashed and fed and given full rein, it becomes a ravenous beast that tends to push others away and ultimately leads to our humiliation. Worse, according to Proverbs 3, verse 34, it places us in direct opposition to God. Maybe because our pride reveals an inner desire to make ourselves God, the people we most worship and who we hope everyone else will worship as well. Jesus spoke today's verse during a prestigious dinner party, one important, respected, and refined religious people attended. Scholars suggest this may have been a semi-public social event, such as those held by the wealthier religious leaders, in order to exhibit their wealth and their hospitality. And Jesus apparently was invited, not surprising, considering in his day, people considered it quite an honor to host a traveling teacher for dinner. Well, Jesus had recently healed a man, someone who either came hoping for healing or was brought in by the Pharisees to see if Jesus would heal on the Sabbath, which of course he did, knowing the hostility this would create among the other guests and likely his hosts. As usual, the Pharisees were watching him closely, waiting for him to slip up, to do or say something that they could use to discredit him, to prove to themselves that they and their way of life was right and he was wrong. Because that's what pride does. It causes us to become judgmental and critical, more alert to how people are doing things wrong, according to our standards, of course, rather than what they are doing right. In part, because like I said, pride is a ravenous beast and it demands to be fed, but it's also a beast that ultimately devours the hand that feeds it. Pride places winning an argument over saving a marriage, receiving credit over witnessing eternal impact, competing and comparing, which leads to striving and conniving rather than celebrating and praising and abiding. This was far from how Jesus behaved. Instead of seeking to win an argument, he pursued lives and he seized every teaching moment. He was strategic, focused not on momentary elevation, but instead on eternal impact. Isn't it interesting that Jesus went to this party knowing the animosity his host and his host colleagues felt towards him? But as the late Bible scholar Alexander McLaren wrote, quote, Jesus never refused an invitation, whether the inviter was a Pharisee or a publican, a friend or a foe, end quote. Because Jesus wasn't concerned with public opinion or looking good in front of others. Instead, he came to love those who loved him in return and those who hated him. He was also able to engage with anyone and everyone without getting sucked into the drama. He upheld and stated truth without getting petty. Because that's what love looks like. Whereas pride divides and destroys, love unites, it heals, it invigorates, and it inspires. It's gentle, self-sacrificing, and humble, not proud. It's always willing to take the lower seat rather than clamoring for the best, or as was the case with Jesus, the cross, rather than the palace throne. And he calls us to live and to love like him. Our spiritual maturity is most evident not in how many rules we follow, not how many verses we memorize, how many likes our Facebook posts receive, or how many Bible study invites flood our email inboxes. Our spiritual maturity is most revealed in the depth of our love, a love that, as 1 Corinthians 13 verses 4 to 7 state, is patient, kind, not envious or boastful, not proud, dishonoring, or self-seeking. A love that takes the last seat so that someone else may take the best, because the last will be first, the first last, the proud brought low, and the humble one day exalted. Let's pray. Holy Father, once again, we want to thank you for sending your son. We want to thank you for the gift of life that you have offered, for the invitation to intimacy that you provide for us through Jesus Christ. Lord, may we always lift him high. May we elevate his name. May we be willing to take the lower seat so that we can bring glory to his name, so that we can reveal the love and the passion and the sacrifice and the strength of our Savior. Lord, our strength is not revealed through pride. That is actually weakness. Our strength is revealed through humility. And Lord, we humble ourselves before you, knowing in your time, in your way, you will raise us up, because that's just the way you are. We love you and we praise you. And it is in the name of your victorious, sacrificing Son that we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and give biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Podcast Show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.